This is a case that happened at Williams College, and it has been pending. The incident happened in 2014, two former Williams College students, and we obtained a conviction for a single count of rape that stemmed from an event that occurred on campus.
During your campaign, you made a specific case out of talking about looking into exactly this kind of case of untested rape kits and things of that nature from Berkshire County over the last decade or two. Is this a part of that campaign promise?
This was a case that we had our eye on, in that we wanted to set a precedent in the county that we are going to pursue rape charges aggressively, where we have a victim who wants to testify and wants to have her day in court. We are committed to backing that up. And this case absolutely was on my mind during the campaign when we were talking about how our approach to being tough on crime would be as a district attorney. And this case really demonstrates to the community that my office is not going to plea rape charges down to lesser offenses where we have a victim that wants to seek justice in the courts and wants to tell her story. And I'm very proud of the work that our ADA, Stephanie Ilberg, did in this case. She did a fantastic job. These are tough cases to bring to trial, and you know, we commend the victim, and I commend our team for the work that they did.
What work did your office do specifically to secure this conviction that in the past had not occurred in the office?
I can't speak to everything that occurred prior to my taking office in January. There was a plea offer made to the defendant in this case, an offer to reduce the charge from rape to an indecent assault and battery. And when I took office, we quickly determined that was not a plea offer that we would continue or support, and we wanted to go to trial. Our victim advocates supported our victim through this case. My ADA that was sworn in with me in January prosecuted this case, and you know, we obtained a conviction because we had a victim that was willing to testify.
Moving forward, can the county expect more of these kinds of cases to reach convictions?
Well, I can say that the county can certainly expect this office to be prosecuting rape cases aggressively, to be doing everything that we can to support victims, to help them through a difficult process. I can't guarantee that the fact finders are going to necessarily convict or not, but what I can guarantee is that we are going to work as hard as we can to do justice and to support victims and to set a very high standard in Berkshire County for how we prosecute these cases and what kind of behavior we expect from people here in our county. And we are not going to tolerate people being victimized in any fashion.